You're listening to Wings on Wings. Today we're talking about Season 1, Episode 2, Around the World in 80 Years. In this episode, which aired April 26th, 1990, Helen has a cello audition, and when she mentions to Brian that it may not have gone well, he suggests that her conservative dress may be part of the problem and suggests a sexier dress. The gang notices that a man, who Faye is attracted to, has been hanging around the airport for days. Faye tries to get to know him, and he mentions that upon completing his flight around the world, he will die. Our wing sauce is Frank's Red Hot Stinging Honey Garlic Sauce.
Two down, 170 to go.
That's all you're saying? That's how you're starting this?
That's all?
I feel like I don't know what else to add to the conversation.
I like it.
Wow.
Minimal.
I'm a minimalist. Okay. I'm a minimalist.
All right, minimalist. Well, this is the Wings on Wings podcast.
Yes, it is.
I guess you know that from the intro, but episode two. We just watched our second episode of Wings.
We sure did.
We have some wings eating here.
Damn right we do.
We do. So let's start it off, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Episode 2, Around the World in 80 Years, aired April
26, 1990. Oh, an age joke.
Yeah.
Age. I was like, oh, what? All right, yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yes. An age
joke. Well, that got dark real quick.
I didn't say anything. I was just confused for a second. All right, so... what do we all think? What are we talking about?
Well, I still am not sure that it's worth flying from Nantucket to Boston.
Okay.
I'm still a little hung up on that. Like, right. Isn't there a boat?
Well, and this episode is literally about flying from Nantucket to Boston.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Because if the guy in the episode, and there's a guy hanging in the airport,
Well, he's going to New Bedford, though.
Yeah, but...
Where's New Bedford?
I don't know.
Do we need a Massachusetts map to do this?
Old Bedford?
I was going to say it's near Bedford, I'm assuming.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It's deep, guys.
Good. Thanks.
I see you've jumped into your wings already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fun thing about this one is, second episode, and they're right into the formula. So a lot of it seems to be playing off the common theme of... Joe Hackett is a creature of habit, and he's the straight-laced one. And Brian's the agent of chaos, more or less.
Yeah, he's just about good times and getting after it. That's what he's about.
He certainly is. Wearing weird outfits and baggy leather jackets.
Yeah, he's certainly a ripper, that's for sure.
Popping out from doors that we didn't know existed.
Like, what the fuck was that about?
I would love to talk about this episode in terms of what we could say in the 90s that we might not be able to get away with now.
Okay.
A lot.
I feel like this episode... It's like
calling someone a Momo. Yeah.
Yo, Faye's feisty.
Faye is feisty.
I like Faye.
Yeah. So the other half of this episode... So the episode is... You meet Howard Banks. He's been milling around the airport. They're all a little... Roy, specifically, is a little taken aback by him. Don't really understand why he's hanging out. Faye investigates. Lowell knows a lot about him. He says he doesn't know a bunch. That's one of the jokes in the episode. So he flew around the world, and he can't go home because when he go home, he's going to die. And you're like, what does that mean? My brain immediately went suicide.
Yeah,
he's completed his life's goal. What else is there to live for? You know,
maybe, second episode, we're taking a dark
maybe
turn.
He has some sort of like terminal thing, something, and he's gonna off himself. It ended up being he made a promise to God that God could take him because he'd die a happy man, but now he's afraid to go home.
And Faye basically breaks it down, explaining to him why. It was almost a step away from being like, oh, there is no God, sweetie.
Yeah, Faye was very much like, you're kind of a fool.
Yeah.
I think she might have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Faye smash?
Howard?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think she wanted to, but then when she went into the whole cuckoo bananas part, she was like, I don't know.
Like, she was into it, and Teddy was like, she was totally looking I'll to die when I go home.
She said the line about his ear. She's like, he's got good ears. And everybody's like, what the hell does that mean? She's like, a man of that age, he was an older gentleman, he doesn't have hair on his ears. That's a good sign. That makes him a good person.
Oh, and don't forget the quick throwaway joke of Roy Biggins found him in the bathroom. Yes. Naked, washing himself.
Yeah. He's the whitest man he'd ever seen, he said. Which is an interesting comment.
Especially in Massachusetts.
Yes. So what else was there that we were not allowed to say, Michelle? Chell.
So the entire episode is pinned around...
Yeah, the other half of the episode. Yes, you're right.
Is around Helen wants to try out to be a professional musician, and she wants to play the cello. She's not doing well at these interview or auditions. And so Brian... Do you think he's the older Hackett or the younger Hackett? Ooh. Or are they twins?
That's a good question.
I think Joe is the older one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So younger Hackett, Brian, suggests that she should wear a sexier dress because she's not dressing sexy enough to get a job.
No, she's dressed like Stevie Nicks in, like, 1986.
I mean, she is dressed a little bit like a... like a Stevie Nicks kind of character.
Like she would be like Stevie Nicks in a Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only if that Fleetwood Mac cover band was exclusively
Chill. No. I don't want to. I'm not going to sell her that short. She'd be like Stevie Nicks in the made-for-TV movie about Stevie Nicks.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we learned in this episode. I feel like Lowell has done a lot of acid.
Mm-hmm. There's the weird little sidebar about gaps in the universe that Lowell tries to avoid.
And he steps over a cosmic pothole.
A cosmic pothole, yes.
For a second, I honestly think that was some type of weird one-off Langoliers joke.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Langoliers TV movie didn't happen yet.
No, Langoliers TV movie came out in 95. The book was around. Yeah.
Was any of them in that? I know Bronson Pinchot. He's the only one I remember that was in the Langoliers.
Bronson Pinchot.
You mean Balky?
Yes, Balky Baltrukumus.
Yeah, it was very much a culture shock when he played like a
the scumbag. Like he played the dirtbag, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, but that's Balky.
Yeah.
No. The only other person in it is, I can never remember the actor's name. He was in The Rock. He was in Drive Angry, shot in 3D. He was in The Green
Nicolas Cage.
I wish. Oh, jeez.
Two out of three on that one.
I feel like this wing sauce should be a little spicier.
Yeah.
It's very tasty.
There's a little tiny little kick in there, but it's, yeah.
If you have like a sauce, just take like your finger on the sauce, like you'll feel it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
It is tasty, though.
They are good.
Yeah.
So I think in this episode, it took me a little bit to get through some of the sexism, I understand it was the 90s, and so trying to get it back into that, pre-Me Too mindset of, it's fine that they want her to wear a sexy dress. She's just an object. So, I was trying to get into that whole mindset of, it's fine. It was the 90s. Yeah. We didn't know any better.
And they did give us a few more, like fat jokes, like, oh, she was overweight, so now she can dress sexy.
Right, because she was worthless before, so now at least she's sexy.
Yeah. It was a little off. I don't want to jump the gun on ratings or anything, but it wasn't as funny as the last episode, I didn't feel.
No.
It seems like it didn't even try. Like, they weren't trying for the jokes as much in this one.
This one feels after the pilot got them picked up that they were... like, okay, now we have to start calibrating how this entire thing is going to fucking work.
Yes, that's true. So there's a couple little things real quick. Howard, the man milling around the airport, flying around the world, played by Richard Erdman. If you most recently, I think probably if you watched Community, he was Leonard on Community, and he was very funny. And there is a delivery man who I looked up, and he's just a bit part actor. It's just, a bunch of credentials, but nothing really major. His name is, in real life, is Sam Pancake.
What?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Sam, I'm jealous as fuck.
Sam Pancake. So, that was funny to me.
Sam Pancake. Good for that dude.
Yep.
How do you not get a pancake sponsorship?
Why do I feel like that's a fake name?
Well, it probably is a fake name.
Yeah. Sam Pancake. It should be sponsored by Bizquick.
Ooh. Or IHOP.
Yeah, one of the two.
Or both.
Just not the Wolf.
Not Waffle IHOP. House, though.
What's wrong with the Wolf? Well,
what's wrong with Waffle House?
So his name, last name isn't Waffle House.
you still get pancakes at Waffle House? Yeah.
Another little
you
bit of...
pancakes at the Waffle House?
Yeah, why not?
It's a breakfast food.
All right. Mm-hmm. Another little bit of trivia real quick. Richard Erdman, Howard, also on Cheers, played a wealthy man who invented an airplane engine part. So he had some airplane.
So he really got typecast.
He did. He did up until Community when he was just an old man.
That's our second background character in the second episode. Yes. That was also on Cheers.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that one in the pilot episode,
yeah,
that one guy was sitting behind Joe when Joe and Brian were arguing on the flight. Uh-huh. He also had a bit part in one of the episodes of Cheers.
Oh, yeah. No, did I? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, there you go.
Maybe a helicopter. I
think at this point in network television, if you're mining like bit actors, I think most of your people are going to end up on sitting around the bar and Cheers.
A lot of crossover.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I feel like this was before a time when they said, oh, it's perfectly reasonable for that guy to be flying to Nantucket because we already saw him hanging out at a bar in Boston.
Yeah, see, it all ties in.
Yeah.
What if, like, Wings and Cheers were in the same universe?
Everything's in the same universe because it's staying elsewhere.
I wonder if they fit into
Point proven.
So, I feel like this episode, I started to like the characters a little bit more. And they also started to establish a little bit of a thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, barely at all established, but a little bit of a thing for Joe and Helen.
Yeah.
And at least he kind of got over his, like, you're like a sister to me.
Yeah.
He's still kind of big brothering her, though, a little bit.
Well, I think he clearly likes her. He just doesn't know what to do.
He's just trying to run a business.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get caught up in all that malarkey. True.
But yeah, there's the part in the episode as we talked before, she goes to be the cellist, and she, you know, should she wear the sexy dress or not? And she does, and then she's not. She doesn't get the part, and she's wondering if it's because she's a shitty cello player, or she's not sexy enough. So she makes him sort of look at her in her dress, and like the jaw drops to the floor, and you know he like watches her leave and all that kind of stuff. So there was that little bit of.
She looked gorgeous. Love
interest. She looked good. Yeah, absolutely. She looked like an ice skater.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very 90s dress where she looked like she was going to the ice capades.
Yeah.
Competing for that Olympic spot against Tonya Harding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Somebody's getting a clubber in. So that, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of seeds planted, a lot of forward movement for the characters in this episode, I feel. Except for, what's his name, Roy?
Yeah, he just showed off his
sleazy.
He showed off his butt.
He did show off his butt.
Yeah.
He was like, look at my tender part. He turned around and he just saw his flat, fat, white man ass.
His pants were eating his... Yeah, his butt was eating his pants.
Yeah.
It was gross.
You know how it is. Like, just the flat butt of an old man. It was weird.
Yeah.
How much old man ass have you seen?
A lot.
He spends a lot of time critiquing men's asses.
It's actually what I do for a living.
Is it because you are an ass man?
Oh. Is that a wrestling thing?
Yes, it is. It is. It shows,
save it for your other podcast.
I know. We will. I didn't say it. He said it.
You're not allowed to yell at me.
Yeah.
Now you can yell at me. What am I kidding?
I can yell at you. I'll yell at all of you.
I'm cool with that.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely started to like the characters a little bit more. I liked Faye. I feel like we're not getting enough Lowell because he's hilarious.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I want a little bit more Lowell.
I think you'll get more. You know, it's two episodes in. They haven't figured out who's the star yet, who breaks out. And it's going to be Lowell and Faye. Like, those are kind of the two stars. Faye a little drier, a little darker.
Yeah.
Lowell, like, that goofy idiot, but, like, smart. Like, he's not... He plays the dope, but he's not stupid, necessarily.
He's more the eccentric type. Because then out of nowhere, he, like, something obvious completely goes by him. But then he mentions something ultra obscure. And
he's
like, what
the
are you talking
smart
about?
Dude that does a bunch of mushrooms.
he's like the Phoebe. I'm going to compare them to Friends characters right now. All so right. I believe that Lowell is very much like Phoebe.
Okay.
And Faye is very much like... Joey.
Okay.
I think that
Brian is Chandler and
Brian is Chandler. Joe is Ross. No, I think that Joe is. Yeah, I guess Joe is Ross.
He's definitely
and,
Ross.
Yeah. Brian and Chandler. Helen is Rachel.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I guess Roy is probably like Gunther. I don't know.
I don't know who Gunther is.
He works at the coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
He's right. The guy that sells them coffee.
Mm, okay.
Did we miss out on a Friends character?
I feel like we did.
Monica.
Oh.
But there's not enough there's not enough characters well, on this
Roy
show to line
Monica.
Up. Maybe. I mean, that's possible.
Or whenever the fuck Tony Shalhoub gets there, he can be Monica.
That's true.
Maybe.
Yeah, still no Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder when he shows up.
That's a good question. I could have sworn he was there for the full run of the
show. Yeah, I'm not going to look it up because
there's only one way to find out, and that's why we continue watching.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. We have a lot of... A lot of watching.
We do.
A lot of watching.
It's good, though.
A lot of eating.
22-minute episodes, you know, the classic sitcom sort of thing. It's not, you know, it's not that hard. It's pretty
quick.
Easy.
Was there less canned laughter in this episode?
Like I said earlier, they weren't really trying for the jokes, I felt.
I think it's because, like, it's not the pilot. Like, the pilot, that's key for your shop to a network, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a lot of canned laughter.
And they
now it's like, oh, shit, we got the deal.
Well, they did try, like, a little bit, like, the theology thing with God. Like, it, you know, it will if he makes a promise to God, will he keep it? Like, and Faye kind of, like I said earlier, made fun of him for it and sort of said that she had done the same thing. Told God she would become a nun if she survived the plane losing an engine.
She said, "What God knows when you're full of it."
Yeah. So, like, they, you know, it's just a different thing. It wasn't an unfunny episode. There was jokes. It just wasn't, you know, like they weren't trying to sell it like they were for the pilot.
Yeah,
exactly. Lowell had all the shots.
Yeah.
Everybody else was kind of there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it establishes the love interest and the sort of. Starting to get to know what everybody else is doing. It's weird. Like, it's a small, very small airport, so there's not a ton of background characters. Lots of people coming in through weird doors. That delivery man showed up and seemingly from
he came out of the kitchen.
Yeah, like the kitchen.
Oh, no, you guys
are... What the fuck are you doing in the kitchen?
So, the format of the place.
Yeah.
From the camera shot. Directly back, you have the Aeromass desk.
Yeah.
Where Roy works. Off to the right, you have the kitchenette, and there's that little passageway that they kind of ignore... pretty much for the show. Then there's a door off the kitchenette to like the background area where the whatever the hell you got back there.
Yeah.
But off to the side there's that wider walkway that's supposed to be that's implied that that is your exterior. That's how you would enter the airport if you were on the island and you were going there to catch a flight.
Okay.
Because the doors next to Sandpiper Air, that leads out to the tarmac.
Yep.
Okay.
That's at least the way the format I always read it.
Okay, so then at the end of the episode, after, and I have to keep referencing their names, after Joe sees Helen in her sexy dress and she walks away and he like pulls the blind up from the window to watch her walk away. His brother comes in from a mysterious door. Was that from the garage? Is that
that leads to the airport hangar.
Okay, so that's like where Lowell's normally hanging out, like where we saw him in the first episode.
Yeah, it's really weird because in the first episode, I don't think they had that door there.
Yeah.
Or if they did, they just completely ignored it.
I guess it's good for that little shock, but yeah, I mean, he came out of nowhere. It was startling.
Yeah, it was a little creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it startled Joe as well because he was like, oh, I didn't know you were watching me be a creep.
I was just like casually eating a bowl of soup.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
It was eating a bowl of something.
Was he eating a bowl of something?
I thought it was cereal.
There was a lot of.
He seems like a dude that would eat cereal all day. Like he seems like
with your hand up right under your chin, like you see people in movies do. That isn't a realistic thing where you're holding the bowl like right at your mouth.
He seems like the kind of guy that would be like, "What am I having for dinner tonight? Like just cereal."
Let's not bash the cereal like too hard here.
All right, we just learned something about Doug.
Doug is just walking around his house eating cereal with it right under his face.
Not wearing any pants, eating cereal out of a cardboard bowl.
Wearing a t-shirt, no pants.
Yep, Winnie the Pooh in it.
I do not shirt cock around the house. Thank you very much. No, I wear a pair of 11-year-old camo shorts that look like hell.
Okay.
Because that's how I do around home.
So what cereal of choice are you eating in these late night camo short wearing escapades?
Right now I'm very big on Wegmans brand knockoff of Golden Grahams.
Okay.
And
are real Golden Grahams shaped like teddy bears?
Yeah, what are Golden Grahams?
They're the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Squares.
Oh, but there's a teddy bear on the box, right? Wasn't there a bear mascot for Golden Grahams?
No, I think that was, 80s.
I don't know.
Was that Golden Grahams?
Super Golden Crisp.
What?
What?
What are the words you just said?
You're super like, golden crisp.
You're like a cereal.
Is that a luchador?
It very well might
be. Is that one of the cereals that came in a bag?
No, those are malt meal.
What the fuck? What's happening?
I feel like I've learned so much about Doug in this like brief 5 minute.
Well, the cereal game has changed a lot in the last 20 years, let me tell
you. Apparently so.
You know what's crazy? They make Frosted Flakes with marshmallows now, because that's what I've been eating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really weird.
It's delicious. Highly recommend it.
I don't know that I've ever eaten a bowl of
Frosted. Oh, Golden Crisp is the thing I'm thinking of.
Super Golden Crisp.
Yeah,
it is super.
What is Super Golden Crisp?
It's like Golden Crisp, but super.
Golden Grahams did have, I don't know what that is. Is that a sentient drop of honey on a skateboard?
I think it's a ghost.
A honey ghost.
That's a honey ghost.
Keep April away from the poor thing.
I don't understand what that is.
We'll post a picture.
Yeah.
We'll post a picture.
Let us know what you think it is.
Yeah, we'll definitely post a picture of what that is. So what does Golden Grahams taste like?
Graham crackers with some...
sweetness?
Yeah, extra sweetness thrown in the mix. Right.
I mean, that actually sounds delightful.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm kind of in the mood for cereal now.
It's quite pleasant.
Okay, change their minds, Doug.
All right.
Not sure I've ever eaten Frosted Flakes, though, and thought, you know what this is missing? Marshmallows.
Oh, man, it's really good.
Mostly, yeah. I just think, you know what this is missing? The shape of a cereal.
I'm like an 85-year-old man. I like raisins in my cereal.
Yo, Raisin Bran Crunch?
Yeah.
Very underrated.
It's delicious.
Raisins.
Unless it's Halloween, then I eat blueberry, because that's just the kind of guy I am. And by eat blueberry, I mean buy a box, eat a handful dry, and let the box sit in the cupboard till it's unedible.
That's how I was when Oreo O's came back. I was like, fuck yeah, this is going to be great. I had a bowl, and I'm like, now I know why this went away. This isn't very good. Not a fan.
Okay.
But there was another weird eating thing I want to bring up.
Okay.
In the beginning of the episode, when Helen gets back from her first audition, and she's wearing the Stevie Nicks dress. I think we're just going to call it there.
Basically the first Stevie Nicks dress.
Yes. Because
the Tanya Harding dress is not that far off from a Stevie Nicks dress.
Well, no, that one stuck my
head. Oh, and she was wearing a Sandiego jacket later.
Yeah.
So.
But no, the thing was, when her and Brian are having the conversation and Brian is trying to convince her to dress more sexy, he just walks behind the kitchenette, the diner stand, and he just picks up a bowl of, I think it was green Jell-O, and just starts eating it.
Okay.
And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, I don't know why it bothered me as much as it did, but it fucking bothered me.
Well, who just leaves their Jell-O sitting around?
Yeah, did somebody... Was it somebody else's used Jell-O?
Yeah, somebody's leftovers that they didn't eat the Jell-O.
Yeah, there was already a spoon in it, for fuck's sake.
There's just Jell-O sitting around? Because when you go into a diner, you walk in, there's like cakes and stuff and
puddings in the case.
Maybe it was
his Jell-O he left, made his flight, came back, and was like, let's pick it back up. I can't help but think
that it's behavior like that leads her to have no customers, because there's never any customers.
That's true.
No.
Well, and at that one point, he also gets frustrated with her and lays completely down on the bar.
That's true.
Which, again, I would not eat there if this man was laying down on the only eating surface in the whole airport.
I only abide by dogmatic situational comedies. If you don't show me everything that they do, then I'm just like, well, how did he get from there to there?
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I like it. I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right.
It doesn't bother me.
Fuck you, Doug.
Wow.
Fuck you too, Fred.
All right. You want to talk wings?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, wings.
Let's talk the sauce.
Yeah.
So we partook? Is that a word?
Partaken?
Yeah, we have partaken.
Partaken?
We partook.
In,
are we conjugating now?
Frank's Red Hot... No, not until later. Frank's Red Hot Stinging Honey Garlic Sauce. So what did everybody think?
I don't think you're getting laid for a good long time there, Buzz.
That's fine. fuck. All right, so Frank's Red Hot Stinging Honey Garlic Sauce. On the scale on the back here, it's supposed to be just below the original on the heat indicator. And Frank's Red Hot isn't necessarily a hot thing. It's good. So what did everybody think? Let's go. Talk about it.
It was tasty. It didn't really jump out at me one way or another.
Yeah.
I didn't really get much of a sting from it. But it was tasty.
So the bottle says it's a sweet and bold sauce made with honey garlic and just the right kick of spicy cayenne pepper. I disagree.
I wish that it was
could have been hotter.
Spicier. Yeah, there was like virtually no kick to it. I mean, it tasted really good.
Very tasty.
Like,
but,
I mean, so we've been eating what, 3 wings a piece. I could probably eat like another 2 and then be like, I'm good on this. You know,
it's good. Again, I liked it, but yeah, it's not not spicy enough.
No, there was I wasn't expecting it to be spicy,
but yeah.
It was good though. It was tasty.
It was, you know, sweet. But if you're into that kind of thing,
that's the kind of wing sauce I think I can give to my father, and he'd be okay with it.
Okay.
It was very sticky.
Yeah, very sticky.
It was the honey. Very, you know. Yeah. It, instead of stinging, it should say sticky.
I would like that on like pork chops or something. Ooh. I think that'd be pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, I like. I mean, that idea. Maybe on shrimp.
Yeah.
That'd be good on shrimp.
That'd be good on shrimp.
That would be good on
shrimp. All right. So, ratings? We want to, we good? We want to hit some ratings here?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's going? Doug?
I'll kick us off. For the episode, I was
You don't want to just say a number and go and fall silent?
No. I already played that trick.
All right.
Now.
Okay.
For the episode of Wings, the television show, I'm going to go about 2.5.
Okay.
It was kind of there. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was just kind of there. For the wing sauce, yeah, I think I'm going to go 2.75. I'd have it again, but it's nothing I wouldn't run out of my house for or run out of bed for, whatever the fuck that saying is. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either. Michelle?
I don't think that one's going to catch on.
You and your sayings.
I'm going to give the episode a 2.7.
Okay.
I think it was a little better than the first episode, but I'm still not hooked. Still don't feel like...
What do you think better than the first episode?
A little better than the first episode. Because I think that I think the acting was a little better.
Yeah.
I think that the characters, like, you know, interacted a little bit more realistically. So I think it was a little bit better, but not as funny.
Okay.
So not a drastic improvement. But hopefully, you know, as it goes on, it'll keep getting a little bit better each week. And then the hot sauce, I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
I don't think it was really a notable sauce. I don't think it's a bad sauce. You know, if you're into a really sweet, sticky honey sauce, then this is probably for you, but I wish it was a little spicier.
Okay. All right, for me, I'm going to go episode, like, 2.5. It's the middle of the road, you know, wasn't bad, wasn't necessarily really funny. Middle of the road, right down the line there. I liked it, but, you know, they could definitely do better. And the wing sauce, I do like a sweet sauce. I like a little difference when I go out and eat a bunch of wings. If I'm eating a bunch of wings, it's a good palate cleanser. It is very sticky, had no real heat whatsoever. With that, I'm going to say it's probably like a 2. It's hard because like I like last week's sauce better, you know, all around. But I still want to give it kind of the same grade because it's still a good sauce, but it's just so different. But the lack of heat, I wish it did have a little more. So I'm going to give it like a 2. I did like it. That seems low, but a heat would have bumped it up to like a 3 for me.
Yeah, episode. I mean, you could. It's hard because like it's. I don't want to say so much different than the pilot.
Yeah.
But you could tell it's like, okay, here's the tweaks that we made, and this is what we're gonna roll with and set out a story.
Sure.
I'll probably go with that. With like, where's a 2.5? I think so. It was fun. Wolves. I mean, Wolves the star there for me. The wing sauce. The flavor saved it for me because there was no heat. Like
no heat.
I even like took the sauce, like put on my finger, and I'm like, there's still not really any like heat at all. Not saying that all wings need to have heat.
Yeah, but if they were able to add heat to this without sacrificing the flavor, that'd be a really killer wing sauce.
Yeah, absolutely. So the wing sauce, I'll give it a 2 as well.
Okay.
It is good. Like I said, I could probably eat like 2 more and be like, I'm good. Like,
it's
I don't
a very
want
specific
anymore.
Sort of wing craving.
Like you said, like if you're out like, you know, with a bunch of people and you just order a ton of flavors or whatever. Like, yeah, this one I could see like saving to the end just for that palate cleanser for sure.
All right. Well, just for argument's sake on IMDb, this episode got a 7.1 out of 10.
Wow.
So people less than
wings.
Less than the first episode. But yeah, people really, really rating Wings well. I mean, if you're going on IMDb and looking up Wings and giving ratings, it's probably because you really like Wings, right? Nobody's like, nobody's shitposting Wings in 2020. Yeah. But maybe they will now.
Or if they're just like, if they thought it was just complete mediocre, what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be like, I'm not going to go fucking take my time to log into IMDb and fucking rate this goddamn thing a 5 or a 4.
Yeah. So,
or maybe
so,
weird fuckers are out there. Who knows?
It's the internet.
It is certainly possible. I think that's it for episode 2.
Yeah.
I think so.
All around. I think, again, we had fun. Follow us on Twitter, _wingsonwings. Doug, you had something to say. All right.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I thought you signaled me there.
No, I honestly, okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking fighting down there. I'm an old man.
Doug's fading. So _wingsonwings on Twitter, _wingsonwings on Instagram. And you can email the show. Any questions if you want to spread your wings love, if you will?
I thought you were going to start saying, spread your wings and fly.
If you have lyrics for the Wings theme song that you want to submit, because as Michelle said in the last episode, it's our goal to... write lyrics by the time we're done in 3 years or so. Give us a shot there. That's wingsonwingspodcast@gmail. And I mean, that's it, right?
Roker, Jenna, I'm expecting to hear from both of you.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
The call out has been made.
All right. Well, for myself and Brett and Doug and Michelle, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
You guys had a
you son of a bitch
tagline war, yeah, and you just completely
I fucked up. I'm all sorry. Right. That's my fault. No, Brett, you fine. Win this round.
Go ahead.
You're damn right I do, Doug. Keep winging it.
Eat some wings. Everybody. Enjoy some wings.